אנחנו קוראים בחוברת פסח.
We are reading on the Passover booklet, page 92 from the Shamati articles. Shamati, article 190. Every act leaves an imprint. Every act leaves an imprint. He asked, if the redemption of our land from the opposers is affecting us, we have been rewarded with liberation from the burden of the nations and have become like all the nations, where one is not enslaved to another. And if that freedom has acted upon us so that we would have some sensation of the servitude of the Creator. And he said,
in other words, the people that has been in the past enslaved as a servant for the Creator, meaning that since the time of Abraham onwards, it was clear that they had to long for unity, for connection. And that was the whole people's tendency. All of a sudden, people come freely from different exiles and they go into a place called the land of Israel, so to speak. Well, in a corporeal manner. And they're not thinking about having to reunite again as the nation of Israel should be. Meaning it's not a nation, it is the unity of people who have the shared desire to be similar to the Creator through their unity. So, returning to such a place that forces us to be unified as in the past, will the return here not ruin us? Perhaps it's better to not come back until the Messiah comes, meaning the light that pulls us out of corporeality into spirituality. And then we're drawn to each other, to connection as one in Arvut, and then we truly merit being equal. And then we have the right to be in the place called the land of Israel, that we ourselves are in the land of Israel, the desire that is directed towards straight to the Creator, and equally we can live in this place. Because if we don't do that, like Baal Sulam says, I believe in the Nation newspaper or in the writings of the last generation. Anyway, he says that, the article for the conclusion of the Zohar, he says that we received an opportunity only by being back here to be in a state of resemblance between root and branch, since they have to match because the law of equivalence of form is constant. Therefore, this raises the question, should we be in such a place called the land of Israel, where we're not actually the nation of Israel? It's just a collection of exiles, and there's no spiritual people of Israel. It's just a gathering of exiles in a place that, I don't know how to call it, Palestine. No, seriously, it's an unknown situation. There's no the root and the branch and the match between them doesn't exist. So that raises the question. Yeah.
So we're continuing in the Shamati book, page 341. And he said that we should not think that it does not affect us, that no change appears in the servitude from that freedom. This is impossible, since the Creator does not act in vain. Rather, everything He does affects us, for better or for worse. This means that additional power is extended to us from every act that He performs, positive or negative, light or dark. From this act, we can also come to ascend, since there is not always permission and strength in spirituality. As we must continue under this force. Hence, one cannot say that the freedom one has achieved induced no change in him. Yet, if we do not feel any change for the better, then we must say that this is a change for the worse, even though we do not feel. And he explained that after the good day, after the Havdalah, the end of the holiday blessing, it is like a meal of Shabbat or a good day, where the corporeal pleasures awaken spiritual pleasures by way of root and branch. It is a kind of next world. And certainly, tasting from the next world requires great preparations during the 6 days of action. To the extent that one has prepared, so is one's sensation. But without any proper preparation to extend the spiritual taste of Shabbat, it is to the contrary. He grows worse due to the corporeal pleasures. This is so because after corporeal meals, one is only drawn to sleep and nothing more, since after eating comes sleep. Thus, his eating brought him lower. But it requires great exertions to come to spirituality through corporeal pleasures, since this was the king's will. Although they are in contrast, as spirituality is positioned under the line of bestowal and corporeality under reception, and since this was the king's will, hence spirituality is attracted to corporeal pleasures, placed under his mitzvot, which are the pleasures of Shabbat and a good day. We should also see that even with this freedom that we have been granted, we need great preparation and intention to extend the spiritual freedom, called freedom from the angel of death. Then we would be rewarded with the whole earth is full of his glory, called Mochin of Abba and Ima. This means that we would not see a time or place where the Creator could not be dressed, that we would not be able to say that he cannot be dressed at that time or that place, but rather the whole earth is full of his glory. But before that, there is a difference between light and darkness and between Israel and the nations. In the lit place, the Creator is present, and it is not so in a place of darkness. Also, in Israel, there is a place for the godly light of Israel to be. This is not so in the nations of the world. The Creator does not dress in them. And between the seventh day and the 6 days of action. Yet, when we are awarded Mochin of Abba Ve'ima, we are rewarded with the whole earth is full of his glory. At that time, there is no difference between the times, and his light is present at all the places and at all the times. And this is the meaning of Pesach, Passover, when Israel were awarded freedom, meaning Mochin of Abba Ve'ima, considered the whole earth is full of his glory. Naturally, there is no place for the evil inclination, since it is not distanced by its actions from the work of God. Quite the contrary, we see how it has brought man to his work. Although it was only by way of an awakening from above. This is why they said that the Holy Divinity says, I saw the image of a drop of a red rose. It means that he saw that there was a place that still needed correction, that he could not shine in this place. This is why they needed to count the 7 weeks of the Omer count to correct those places. So we would see that the whole earth is full of His glory. It is similar to a king who has a tower filled with goodly matters, but no guests. Hence, he created the people so they would come and receive his abundance. But we do not see the tower filled with goodly matters. On the contrary, the whole world is filled with suffering, and the excuse is that and royal wine is in abundance. That from Malchut's perspective, there is no need for the wine, for the pleasures that are comparable to the wine. Rather, the deficiency is only from the perspective of the kelim, the vessels, that we do not have the appropriate vessels to receive the abundance, as it is specifically in the vessels of bestowal that we can receive. The measure of the greatness of the abundance is according to the value of the greatness of the kelim. Hence, all the changes are only in the vessels, not in the lights. This is what the text says, vessels of gold, the vessels being diverse from one another, and royal wine in abundance, as it was in the thought of creation, to do good to his creations according to his ability.
Shilot.
Questions. Either everyone's asleep or nothing is clear or what?
No, Victor.
Yes, Victor. Ask. Go ahead.
If we merit the degree of Mochin of Abba Ve'ima or the light of Pesach, Passover, that starts to show us that the whole earth is full of His glory, then what is the process of the count of the Omer?
No, we're not
but that's
there
what
yet. Let's not leap into that. Counting of the Omer is the test. It's like he said, that there's another place that could be fulfilled. And it's being corrected.
As if each time the same scrutiny is revealed there? Or?
What do you mean the same scrutiny? It's a new scrutiny.
But the moment we discover that there is a single force, that force as if is only becoming stronger and stronger and showing itself.
How do you discover that there is one force only?
It is revealed. I don't discover anything. It shows itself when the vessel is ready.
That is, if the kli is ready, then the kli discovers it.
The kli is revealed, but certainly it's not in my hands.
It's in the hands of the kli.
In the hands of the kli is to make the effort, but one day you get up in the morning and it's revealed? What? That's the whole thing. It's light from above that is revealed when the kli is ready.
That the vessel is ready?
Yes.
Meaning the light is always at complete rest.
The light was always in absolute rest, yes.
Meaning it's not working. The kli is working.
Yes.
Okay, good. So everything relies on the vessel, the kli, the human.
Yeah, you can put it this way, yeah. They can fun of me, they can make fun of me as much as they want, but nobody's planning it. You get up in the morning.
Wait. Who is perplexed here? You, Bala Sulam, or myself?
No, I just know that someday it appears. Why is it appear today, not tomorrow? I don't know. I mean.
Yeah, but this is what we're scrutinizing. So if you're looking at all as just unimportant, so just sit and do nothing. Maybe listen for another 10 years and something will change in your mind. We are scrutinizing something simple. His land is full of His glory. And when do we discover that? When we merit Mochin of Abba Ve'ima. That's how we discover it. When do we merit Mochin of Abba Ve'ima? When we do all kinds of actions that are fitting for the light that reforms so that it elevates us to this level of Abba Ve'ima, and then we acquire that. Certainly the actions happen by the light that reforms, but we invite those actions. Otherwise, the light that reforms will do nothing. Therefore, any action we make leaves an imprint. And throughout the 49 degrees, we reach, achieve the complete Mohin Abba Ve'ima. That's called receiving the Torah.
So you can say that the beginning of the 49... So it's both the end and the beginning is when the first time it is revealed, and then it keeps increasing a whole 49?
Let's say so. Okay, fine. Yes.
Can we please read on page 93 the last passage? However, we need an extra effort. There seems to be a contradiction here that I don't quite understand, and he also explains this contradiction.
We'll read from that paragraph.
We need... But it requires great exertions.
Wait, that's about something that preceded it. Start from earlier. Start earlier.
Okay, we're going to start the middle of page 342. But without any proper preparation to extend the spiritual taste of Shabbat, it is to the contrary. It grows worse due to the corporeal pleasures. This is so because after corporeal meals, one is only drawn to sleep and nothing more, since after eating comes sleep. Thus, his eating brought him lower. But it requires great exertions to come to spirituality through corporeal pleasures, since this was the king's will.
Meaning that we will nevertheless have corporeal pleasures, which burden us, and yet we will ascend as high as possible to our root.
But that's exactly the contradiction. And we can see that all over the world it works exactly the other way around. The more people have corporeal pleasures, the less they're interested about the spiritual laws.
True, and if
they find taste in corporeality, as long as one finds taste in corporeality, he has no interest in spirituality.
You sang Shabbat songs once, right? Right? What does it say there about pleasures?
To be happy about the pleasures, the quail and the swan.
Sleeping is a pleasure, and so on and so forth. Why haven't you asked about it? How could it be? What are we talking about? The belly here? What are we talking about?
So how can it be?
These are the holy songs, by the way. They were written by great Kabbalists. The Shabbat songs, with all due respects, weren't written by BB members. They were simple musicians. They were written by them. Until a song would enter the Sidul, the prayer book, it would happen just once in 200 or 300 years. Each song is literally pure wisdom of Kabbalah within the song. There's not a word in the song, in the poem, that doesn't match a spiritual state.
So nonetheless, can you explain it? Because here he says that even though there are contradictions, that spirituality is under the line of bestowal and corporeality is under the line of reception, because it's the king's will, that's what we have to do.
Meaning that you have to do this and that together. You ate some stew. You go to bed, you burp, you lie down, and you unify Abba Ve'ima. And what's wrong? Hard. Difficult.
No, where is me and where is Abba and Ima? I mean... But I'm talking about the principle here. In the end, we have to reach the whole world. You see that the more
you're given,
the more people receive pleasure and corporeality. I'm not talking about people who have everything and they don't find any fulfillment in that. I'm talking about people who find fulfillment in corporeality. They have no interest in...
Mister, you want to receive blows instead of these pleasures that burden your heart, and on top of the blows, you'll start creating unifications.
I don't want it, but...
Tell me how to give you some obstacles by which you can transcend and rise higher, either by pleasures or by sufferings.
Well, through the sufferings, that's the most obvious, that you can actually advance through them. How do we reach a state where we don't advance through suffering, rather we feel good and nonetheless we... And nonetheless, we connect it. I'm not just talking about us. I'm also talking about with respect to all the people that we're supposed to come to contact with that feel good.
Wait. Leave that alone. People will come in contact with. Talk about yourself. You're learning from Victor. If you can't advance by pleasures, then you're brought suffering, corporeal suffering, or spiritual suffering, on top of which you advance. How else? I don't understand. How do you go to acquire new vessels? Tell me how. You need new substance. New substance is added to you. How do you feel it? You either feel it as plus or minus. You must feel it, though. I'm in a certain state. Now I have to be promoted. So I'm being put through either suffering and despair and troubles and chaos, and I don't succeed. I could succeed, perhaps, in many things, but I feel like I don't. Life is, well, etc., etc. So either this way, or that you're in the right path, you're on the right direction to an extent, and you're given some little pleasure, so that with these pleasures, you can still hold yourself correctly in spirituality. It's just like they put before you a liter of whiskey, and you drink to the extent that you can maintain your orientation. Our life is a constant addition of ovyut, coarseness. It's just what is the manner, the style in which the coarseness is added to you.
So if I feel suffering, it means that I didn't do a good work in using the pleasures?
No. You feel suffering because now you're given a chance to overcome the suffering. It's not necessarily because you couldn't overcome pleasures. There are different calculations from above, 7 years of hunger, 7 years of satiation, that you don't know exactly. Don't think that it's because you didn't do it with the pleasures, although that exists as well. But there are many different calculations here. It's not... we need to simply accept anything as a blessing. Good, bad, doesn't matter, as long as it is purposeful. And
there is some feeling that when you are being given pleasures and you as if tie them to the Creator, later you discover quicker that you actually tied it to Pharaoh, not to the Creator. How to make that discernment that really when I feel pleasure and I think that I'm tying it to the Creator, to the group, that it is actually to the Creator, and not, or maybe it will always be to Pharaoh in the end, in the present degree.
Why do pleasures have to relate to Pharaoh? I don't understand. Or suffering has to belong to Pharaoh. I attribute it directly to the path. I receive an obstacle on my way to thinking about the unity of the group and unity with the Creator, that there's none else besides Him, that His whole earth is full of His glory. That in all these actions, this is the feeling He shapes in me right now. My problem is to always orient myself to this direction, to this guidance. So, I no longer look at pleasures or suffering, because that's just what my state is. That's how it's orchestrated for me. What's important is that on top of anything I get, I'm orienting myself correctly towards unity. Stop playing with that now. Next.
That's the question. What? I mean, how do I know that I'm positioning myself correctly? Let's say something very good happens to me and I'm grateful to the Creator for it. Maybe I'm grateful because I'm afraid that He'll take it away from me. That's not positioning myself correctly. I'm still guarding myself and my animals, so it would feel good, it will be good. And I'm thanking Him because I'm feeling good, so it's convenient, it's comfortable.
You're grateful for Him because of your beast or because He gave you a clear sign on top of which you need to build your next degree? The Creator cares about your beast, and what if He makes your beast suffer? So then you curse Him? The beast is unrelated to this at all.
It's as if easier for me to hold the group and the friends if it's hard for me, because then I feel a need to, I don't know.
I wish for you to develop with the best way possible and not from bad things, meaning to both feel good and have a good intention and with all your heart, even the lower half of it, to thank the Creator. No, this isn't, you don't need to long for the evil. That's not right. Because even though you can justify the Creator, you need to justify Him against your sensation. Until you come to the sensation that all the bad turns to good, these are great corrections. You need to long to feel good in the Creator's world, in His world entirely, both in corporeality and spirituality. There's no mitzvah to suffer, not at all. Yes. Yes, Rabbi. Give him a microphone.
Is the action of changing the vessels, is it beyond the change from reception to bestowal? Is there any other action?
Change in the vessels, you mean in intention, or what?
I'm following the article. In the end, he seals it, he finishes it, and also Rav mentioned it, that the change is only on behalf of the vessels, not on behalf of the light.
Right, this is what I was arguing about with Victor.
So the question is, the change in the vessels, as if only the vessels change, then there is some change that happens in the vessels. Now, the change from reception to bestowal, at least here, it's mentioned in the article, and we know that they take vessels of reception and transform them to bestowal. So I know about one change that needs to be done. Are there any additional changes? How do we work with...
There are additional changes where we examine how much can we work in these vessels, and do we need to limit them to the toch or the sof of the putzuf? Yes.
This examination produces a change in the kli?
Well, that's the work with the working with the vessels, sure. That's when I examine myself.
And what he says here, and also in the article, that there is using vessels, diverse vessels. What are these diverse vessels that we collect them or we make some actions with them that induces the appearance of the light or the reception of the light?
This is a test. Say, like, you know, what is the meat you can eat? What are the fish you can eat? How to cook them? How to make them kosher? All those things. When we talk about pleasures, let's say, it's not just taking in pleasures. You have to, even if you have all the selection in front of you, you still have to check. Yes, no, how much, how many, how. Even in corporeality. I saw, according to my teacher, how much he worked while eating during the meal. I would sit before him and feeling like some donkey, like a cat. You know, you see how a cat eats. That's how I felt myself, because for him, every bite and chewing it was a true effort. Was an effort. And he had interesting customs too. How he used to eat and all the litter he would throw under the table, by the way. Well, all kinds of things that he couldn't do otherwise. He just couldn't. That's how it should have been done. And now is the time to drink, and now is the time to eat, and this with that, and so forth. It was so calculated that if we knew the essence of things in terms of root and branch, you would be able to learn the spiritual actions through that.
Can we produce a change in the vessels by external actions, like copying the behavior of a Kabbalist?
No. External actions, according to his external actions, you can't understand.
When the teacher was teaching, and also you saw the way that he was behaving, and presumably you tried to learn from that.
No, you can't learn from that. You can't. You see that a person is making some efforts, that he has a lot of work here in thought and desire and analysis and everything. You can't learn from that. How will you learn? It's the hidden Torah. You don't know what he's doing. He's doing it in his desire, these actions and all kinds of calculations. Screens, masachim. You can't. I just got a strong impression from it.
And this impression causes yearning?
Well, it's so lofty that I wasn't able to long for that. Some things, you know, it's just like it says that one does not crave the king's daughter.
So it is possible to long for something lower than that, maybe. But.
Well, yeah, as much as I could, as much as I scrutinized it, I tried. Yeah, we'll speak about this. That's still ahead of us.
When a person is working for a reward, does he receive this feeling that he has to work for because of obligation, because he feels that he has to do it? This feeling of yearning for Ibu, does it come after that? Oh, imagine, when you want to come to enter Ibu, conception, when you realize that there's no possibility to run away, that you're always inside of that force, and it does everything and affects you completely and arranges you completely, formats you completely, and then out of such impressions, you reach a state where the right degree, the right state, is that you simply nullify yourself completely for its dominion. But you have to annul yourself. It requires a lot of effort, because you have to cancel your ego and let it work everywhere that your ego is felt. It's not just that I'm canceling myself and that's it. Just like I now drank a liter of whiskey, now you can do whatever you want with me. No. Here you are with extra meticulousness examining your devotion.
What is this test?
A test that for sure you are under complete dominion, complete control over your vessels, and you give the control to the Creator.
So there are two sides to this.
Certainly, it's always against the desire.
Yeah, that's exactly what I wanted to clarify yesterday. That on the one hand, a person really feels that he is under the reception of his will to receive. He can't get out of that. On the other hand, he has a feeling that there's a guard for him. The Creator is guarding him. Like,
what do you mean he's guarding?
This is what I'm trying to figure out. Because I don't feel like I'm making the action. I feel that something is controlling me. On the other hand, so on the one hand, I'm under the influence of the will to receive. On the other hand, it doesn't let the person any chance to run away, to escape. So it's kind of a split.
Maybe you're trying to say that there is a force that is holding you, and even if you wanted to do something, it doesn't let you, on the one hand, and on the other hand, you still have free choice to position yourself and come into contact with that force.
But the free choice is unclear.
Free choice is neither there nor here. You are under the upper force, in that you have no choice, and you, meaning you're not free to be rid of it, and you're not free to, but where do you have an opportunity to advance? To advance on the same path that he has placed you on. That's it. He has put you in a certain point, he gave you a direction, now you can advance. If you're not advancing, well, there is a stick.
What is progress? To progress.
To advance by wanting the goal.
And how will I know if I'm actually given my 100%?
It's all in the group.
So, just to flow with the group?
Yeah, as he wrote in, it's all in the group, as he wrote in the article of the freedom, free choice. If people realize what is their free choice, they don't need anything else, just to actualize it. Do you have something you want to read? Did you find some passage or no? Okay.
No.
Well?
What is the kind of impression that we need to get from every action?
The impression or imprint from every act is that in the beginning of the act there was the Creator, in the middle of the act it was me, if I'm not for myself, then who is? And in the end of the action it is again the Creator, there's none else besides Him. This is the imprint from every act that I went through. And then I enter the next act. Yes?
What does it mean, an action?
An action is the explanation or clarification of the Shimo.
Where does, in this clarification, where are my efforts to see the group connected?
This is the clarification of the Reshimo. Where do you sort out or scrutinize the Reshimo? The Reshimo comes to you from the broken Kli, and you need to bring it into a complete Kli, according to the intensity of the Reshimo.
Every time I can describe the society as unified, that means that I have new vessels?
Yeah, you've implemented the Reshimo, or realized the Reshimo. Yes.
If it's possible to ask, when we started reading the article, you said that today...
It's not worthwhile. I don't want to get into these details. The land of Israel and some other time. Another time. But nonetheless, here we need to understand why there are people who are against coming back to the land of Israel. Whole communities that of the Orthodox why we have such and such, why people didn't want to come here from Poland back then. People didn't want to come back, not just that they didn't want to. Was it so nice and good there? Rather, why in general there are people who are opposers, mitnagdim and chasidim? There are these two schools of thought that they're not simple. If you come back, you come back in order to keep your destiny the way it should be, according to root and branch. And if not, then you shouldn't.
Actually, I wanted to ask about the dissemination we're doing today. How much does it create the match between root and branch?
Yes, it actually does. You are now in the corporeal land of Israel without the people of Israel. You are now going to implement a little bit, maybe just the beginning, but nonetheless to found the people of Israel. So you're actually correcting it from a great minus towards the plus, because to be here but not to be arranged according to the rule of love thyself, thy friend as thyself. Well, we were given that from above with mercy, meaning that there is a special illumination that as if guards us and gives us the privilege, as if the Creator is for the time being paying for you. You don't deserve it, but He, with His screen, is paying for you. It's as though you, by yourself, are capable of it, that you are now in a one heart in the land of Israel, as the people of Israel. But all of these chasadim, this mercy that come and mitigate us as though we are corrected and adapted to the land of Israel, it is just temporary and it comes from above. Later, if he takes it, then we'll be thrown from here. We simply would be tossed from here, fly away, and none will remain. Remain. Doesn't matter whatever you built here, you know, doesn't matter. God forbid, it will be just a passing incident, that's it, and you have nothing left here. Up to zero, really. If we won't make that match.
So no one knows when the opportunity will stop.
You don't need to do that, to know that. You have to work above reason. You're going to make calculations? What?
Let's take a situation where, let's say, as of today, all a group goes out every day for the unity of the people. What happens?
This is what we'll have to do. I've said it for a while now.
What will happen then? What will we induce?
What will happen? I don't care about that. All I have to do is check myself that I'm investing 100% in that. That's it. And the rest of it, success, that's in the hands of heaven. We place our vessels as much as possible together, the surrounding light affects and affects our efforts, and the way that it arranges it, in whatever pace it does it, it depends on my efforts and also on His work. But corresponding to our work, we will already see great changes. Do you understand what kind of importance our work has? And it doesn't matter what all these people might say, those who don't understand anything about their own lives.
What is nevertheless is important to me?
What is important to you is to bring about unification as much as possible. Let the surrounding light work.
How is the unity that we do in the people different from the unity we make in the group?
You can't, in the group, carry out unity more than whatever you do in the people, in the nation. You can't. We can't unite more if we don't perform the same actions in the people. If Abraham wouldn't be detached from Babylon with his group, if they wouldn't work on unity between them, they wouldn't reach the levels of Jacob and Isaac and Israel. You see, we have to do that. Just between us, we will degenerate.
What can we do then between us? Because I see that there's a lot more fuel and motivation to go out than the work between us.
You will have to, according to your work on the outside, you will have to unite. One will bring about the other. You have no need to unite. You come here as though you don't even know one another. But the work on the outside will connect all of you. That is what is important. In Kabbalah, what is most important is the action. And from the action, you start knowing it. Not from the study. To now learn about some actions in Garof Atzilut or all kinds of the corrections of Dikna, etc. We don't know a single word. What is that? Meaning, we don't feel it, we don't discover it. So, what is Dikna? I just build inside of me all kinds of fantasies. I make it corporeal. This is what Bala Sulam is warning us about. That the problem is that people will not make these things corporeal, material. And how do you know that you're not making these things material? You can't. You can't imagine it any other way except in a material form. You can't imagine those things. Describe those things, either in a way of a diagram, which is if it speaks about levels of energy or spiritual levels, more bestowal, less bestowal. Even that, nonetheless. Yes.
So what is the impression I need to leave with from a dissemination action?
Go to a dissemination action or?
Well, both. The process of the impression that I need to get from a dissemination activity.
That you are going to unite the people of Israel in the land of Israel in order to bring them to such a match in which the Creator will be revealed, the upper light. I have nothing else to say, as usual. Yes?
The fact that we cannot connect more between us than just according to how much we unite the people, that's not a flaw. The method works that way.
Yes. Therefore, if we would just work between us, and we wouldn't run around like that, rather we would go out to disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah. Are you listening? We would go out to disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah in order to fill up our groups so that more or less by that we're done with that pretty much. We keep doing it, but we can see that this is something that is small. And we started feeling that we have the next degree in our dissemination, which is towards the people. And in order to go out to the people, suddenly we have a new method. Not new, but an additional one, which is suitable for the masses, for the people, which is, let's say, the wisdom of connection, love thy friend as thyself, the method of unity, beyacha, togetherness.
Now, let's say every day we receive some tasks to exercise the connection between us, think about Nahal's besides him, and other tricks. And the reason we can't succeed in that is not because there's a flaw in us, but because we're not integrated with the people enough, if this is what I understand correct.
Yes, we need to also cause some diffusion, let's say, such a reciprocal diffusion. Those who study Kabbalah and those who are outside in the 99, this way, one way and back. So they will have such people and such people.
So our difficulty to reach our mutual guarantee between us is, again, because we haven't integrated sufficiently with the people.
We need to start building around us this clothing, which is also in this circle, which is also in unity and depends on us.
So really, there's nothing to cry, no reason to cry about why couldn't I think about the goal, why couldn't I think about the friend, because I didn't have enough fuel from the people, from the nation, in order for it to happen.
I'm not crying or complaining about anything, Bensi. You're saying, did you know in advance that we have to go out to the people and only later to come out of Egypt? Or, is that correct? A question which is more to the point, right? No, I didn't know. I did not know. I'm telling you seriously. It is all revealed. If you are pioneers, we, along with you, are the first pioneers who are doing it, and I don't know what the next phase will be. I might think that it might be this way or that way, but actually, my decisions, you know, I'm not taking into account at all. I want it to be revealed, and to be revealed in such a way that I will have to do it this way. You see? Then it's for sure. Here, you have to be as clean as possible from wanting to make the calculation that maybe if it happens this way, it will be more comfortable for me, more pleasing, or maybe that way. So we really have to wait until it will burst by itself. When there is no choice, you have to do it. Let's say, like we had with the local actions. Life compels you through all kinds of enemies that come to you or all kinds of other factors that force you, and then you have no choice. Then you're sure that this is the path.
So, for instance, Bala Sulam tells his students to exert in love of friends in order to solve all the problems and reach all the attainments.
Yes.
So let's say we added a line to this letter, you would reply to us, go out to unite the people, and then you'll merit love of friends.
He writes that too, but in a different place. But should we work in that or not? To what extent? In what form? That has to become apparent through the actions. That is all. This is why I'm recommending to you also for the future to not take artificial steps where the way it seems to us that we should do it this way, that's how we'll decide. You can decide inside of the action, in a gathering, about some manner, maybe do it this way or do it that way, and also just a little bit. That's it. To take a step forward which is smaller or greater, but when you know already that it should be in this direction. This is how we work. I don't think that there is another way. At least, this is not according to our mind, but according to what is revealed along the way. The Creator, in darkness, in the pillar of the cloud, is going before us. So he's showing you a little bit the direction, and that's it. But you might say, yes, dissemination is for sure, unity for sure, the 99 and us, 1%, and Creator inside of us. This is the pattern, this is the mold. That is true. So, what do? We have more time? Well? Do you have anything else to read?